guys, welcome to the episode number 7. I'm Serena.
I'm Murat. Hello.
Yeah, I think that Murat was a little bit surprised about my
Yes.
I'm trying new things, guys, you know. I'm to make you like more interested.
Yeah, but you were also a front woman, so it's good to it's not good, but you have experience on starting the stuff. For me, I was bass player, then I started drums. I'm always in the back.
Yeah.
No one really cares about me.
Maybe next episode we can come
no,
on.
No, we tried and it wasn't a fail. It was a failure if I start.
Oh, in that sense. No, I want to say that maybe next episode we can discuss about how the role that you cover in a band reflect what you are, or the other way around.
Okay, that we can do. I thought that you will say next episode you can start. I was ready to object.
We can also try.
No.
But anyway, welcome. Murat, how are you?
I'm good. Still surviving, let's say. The weather is nice.
Yeah, it's true.
The sunny.
It's actually getting better.
Yeah, but also in the Netherlands, you cannot say in the morning it's cloudy, in the afternoon it's sunny, or vice versa. So right now, while we are recording, it's nice.
Yeah, and you don't even know. I mean, it's not that in summer you have sun. No, it can even be like cold and rain or whatever, and the other way around. So we are really like living day by day, hour by hour.
Yeah.
But
and how was your week, or how was your day?
My week was fine. I'm actually start to work again on my webzine. I start to write a webzine about music in general, not only metal. It's called Pandemia, which is a very good name in this period. I think, but it was founded in 2017. And
so you knew that this will come.
No,
you are behind of this pandemic.
No, I decided to use this name because I wanted to give the message that I will spread the message as a pandemic is spreading, so really fast and so on. So I wanted to support underground music that is really cool, and I think it deserves to be shared with the community, digital community, let's say. And right now I'm working on releasing a compilation of synthwave music. So every now and then I just pick up one genre and I contact with a lot of underground musicians and I ask them to give me a song. I make this compilation and I release it for free in my webzine. So maybe in the future I will tell a little bit more if you're interested about synthwave music. But for the rest, it's quite a normal week. So I guess that we can just go through the summary.
Yeah, for the summary, first we will, as a discussion topic, now we will review the artists that we challenged each other last week. So I will give you my impression about Aqua Frigide, if I pronounced correctly.
Almost.
And you will give your impressions about
Heiko Chapkin.
Yeah, close enough.
Okay.
Then we have some gossips going on in the metal scene. We will talk about them. Some of them very nice to hear. Some of them not so nice to hear. Some
this
of them
is
just funny.
Or your opinion?
Yeah. Well, we will talk about those news. We will comment those news. Then we have the highlight. We have the Paradise Lost album, which is released last week, Friday. We listen to them and we will, give our opinion about it. And finally, I was looking forward for it, the Deep Metal Secret State section, where we made our dream festivals.
Yeah, the lineup of our dream festival.
Yeah, so the rules are quite simple. It will be a small metal lineup, small rock metal, let's say. 3 days, 3 bands per day. So we have 3 headliners.
Yeah, exactly.
And one of them will be in the top in the poster, right?
Which poster?
Yeah, when you make a poster.
Oh, but normally it's on Saturday. Or
So I put it also my main guy to Saturday.
Okay.
I think it's what you did also, right?
Yeah, I'm quite curious then to go through this episode. So let's start with our comments about this artist that you mentioned, this Italian and Turkish artist.
I listened to the playlist that you made. So let's remind the challenge a little bit. We created a playlist from for me it was my favorite Turkish artist. For you it was...
But it's quite interesting, let's say.
So you prepared me a playlist of 6 songs of Aqua Frigide. I listened to it, mm-hmm. and I prepared you a playlist of five songs of Hayko Cepkin. I tried to choose one song per album. Mm-hmm. Well, he has lots of albums. I think it's not the case for Aqua Frigide, but I think you chose also the songs that you liked the most. So, well, I will start commenting if it's okay with you.
Yeah, sure.
First of all, I'm quite biased in Italian language. So I think that your language is quite poetic and melodic, even when you just talk. Mm-hmm. So it's always fascinating for me to listen to Italians talking to each other. And to be honest, I really like songs in Italian.
Okay.
So first of all, I was already excited to hear it. For me, the Aqua Frigide songs were the songs that I listened, that you put in the playlist, were extremely brutal and very powerful.
Yeah.
I didn't check for the lyrics, mm-hmm. Because I don't, what I would do, I would just take it and put it in the Google Translate, and I think lots will lost there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what exactly the songs are about. The good thing is that I know French and a little bit Spanish, so I could a little bit understand. I read the lyrics, but of course I cannot understand. But from the way he or she sings, let's say, I think that that I really like the power of the music. First of all, I already added one of the songs in my playlist. So I think it is one of the ultimate compliments to people that proposes me songs, because I have one playlist that I have several playlists, but one that I listen nearly daily while I'm working. So now there's one song of Aqua Frigide in my playlist, let's say. And I think I did some research, because you told me that it was quite they have a peculiar story.
Mm-hmm.
And exactly, it is quite interesting backstory. So if you tell us more, I would be happy.
I mentioned a little bit in the last episode, mm-hmm. but basically when I got to know Aqua Frigide, there was a guy singing or founding this project and playing with other people. And then I got a little bit outside of the radar with Aqua Frigide, and they came back, I think in 2017. Unfortunately, the album is not in Spotify, but I think you can find it in YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a girl there. I was confused because I thought it was a guy. Then I found an interview, and there was this girl, Simona, that actually said that I think that she went through depression or something,
mm-hmm.
and then at a certain moment she realized that he realized, because at the time he was a guy,
mm-hmm.
He realized that he felt like a girl, so he started to transition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And right now is from the outside, at least, you can say that is a lady. Is quite a strange feeling when you look at her in the promotion images, or mm-hmm. also before when she was a guy, because I don't know, you cannot, I mean, for me it's always disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
Like now it looks like more a girl, so it's more defined than before, because before also he was wearing a lot of makeup,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
he looked like a puppet kind of,
mm-hmm.
But see, for me it's really disturbing. And you were mentioning the lyrics, and it's true, they're really brutal also.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it reflects on what psychologically she felt or she's feeling.
Okay.
And also, like, there are other topics that she talks about, not mm-hmm. only like psychological stuff, but like related to like society, whatever. And it's quite interesting, and it's a pity that she doesn't sing in English. I think that she can reach much more people if she mm-hmm. starts to sing also in English.
Mm-hmm.
And not so many people knows about this project, to be mm-hmm. honest. And mm-hmm. I think it's one of the most interesting in the Italian scene right mm-hmm. now.
Yeah, for me it was fascinating to hear. And I will most definitely listen to more songs than you provided.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell me, how did you find Hayko Cepkin?
Okay, I think that I'm also biased a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I listened to him. I listened mm-hmm. to the different songs, and I did realize that the genre changed
mm-hmm.
From song to song. I think he's got harder and harder the more it goes, like the more I get to listen to a newer song, the more mm-hmm. they become harder.
Mm-hmm.
I like the style. I'm mm-hmm. also like a lot the, I call myself Middle East style, so the way mm-hmm. that they sing and the way that create music in the Middle East, or in a, I don't know how to call it, like Asian
Arabesque
area.
We would say, yeah,
exactly. it's something that still I cannot define. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, if you ask me, okay, how is the Middle East way of singing? I cannot mm-hmm. tell you, like, but I can recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
actually, there was a period that I wanted to study,
mm-hmm.
As well as when I want to study Beijing opera way of singing and so on. I mean, I'm always interested about this kind of weird stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
mm-hmm.
I will speak about Beijing opera in the future, even if it's not metal, but still. And yeah, I did not find anything like so different. Like, I feel that even if he sings in his own way, or he makes his the music in his own way,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't go outside the normal genre. So let's say there's the nu metal album that is mm-hmm. basically nu metal. There's mm-hmm. nothing really specific,
mm-hmm.
but it's, yeah, it's nice. And also he sings in his own native language, which is also nice to
mm-hmm.
hear.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are always used to listen to all the bands singing in English, which yeah. is fine because it helps to spread your music.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you lose some stuff.
That's true.
Like
yeah.
the poetry of the language, for example, mm-hmm. and so on. So it's also interesting to hear such an artist, let's say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm glad that you liked him. Well, I think it was the problem for both of us. Hayko Cepkin also, the lyrics are very strong.
Mm-hmm.
The stories that he tells, either it's a love story, or one of the songs that I put was a song written to his mother.
Mm-hmm.
So it touches the heart. But even though we didn't understand what was going on in the lyrics, I think it's nice that we had some positive feelings about both bands. Both artists, let's say.
And it also looked like a little bit disturbing when you take some of the picture because yeah. of this half eye closed.
It was a disease that he had when he was a child.
Mm.
So I think his right eye is always half closed, but I think he uses it nice with his makeups, etc.
Yeah.
So
it helps to make like yeah. the impression, let's say.
So yeah, it was a nice experience for both of us that
yeah.
we shared some music from our native countries.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. If you have any other idea for a challenge, please let us know.
Yeah. In the future, we will have.
We will have place in which you can put comments, because we actually realize we don't have like so many places in which you can put comments for
mm-hmm.
sure in the SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I would advise to go there and listen to our podcast
yeah.
there.
And you can always find our email address. And yeah, if
everywhere.
You are not, if you want to reach us, you can reach us whenever you want.
Yeah, and also in our Patreon, you can put comments.
Yeah.
And give money, of course.
Yeah. Okay, now we will talk about the gossips. And as the source of our gossips and the one who tried the gossip, please tell us what you heard.
Gossip master.
Yeah.
So, yes, the first gossip I want to talk about is actually a video that I saw in Metal Injection about Bodom After Midnight, the new project of Children of Bodom, that actually I misspelled wrongly last time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Bodom After Midnight,
yeah.
right?
Actually, this was a song of Children of Bodom.
Ah, that's why. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
There's like an Instagram video or something. You don't really realize who is inside because it's really like a low quality, but
mm-hmm.
still like you can hear the song they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
And this, the...
Another
usual shit
yeah.
of Children of Bodom and Alexi Lyo.
Another Children of Bodom song is coming with another name.
Yeah, exactly. So
say, yeah.
My interest is even getting lower and lower, unless
mm-hmm.
they will start to fight in internet with the old members
mm-hmm.
of the band. Then it would be interesting to
or
follow.
Or maybe
it.
Alexi Lyo makes muscles and
or
then your interest.
Or he become a she.
That, yeah, true.
Do you see him becoming
no,
a she?
No, I don't think. Mm-hmm. I think he's a he, right?
Really?
No, he's not gay, I mean.
Oh, this I don't know. But actually, you know, when I was younger, uh-huh. I thought he had a relationship with the keyboardist. Because, you know, keyboardists are gay, in my opinion. It's like, I don't know, I was really into fan fiction. And there were actually fan fiction about
Yeah. But I think he has children and a wife, right? Well, maybe now I'm just making up.
I don't know. We actually...
Alexei, if you listen to us, please clarify those for us.
And also don't kill us. We are just idiots right now. But it's good. Maybe we can come back in another episode about telling about the story of... Yeah, exactly. Okay. So, because everyone wants to know about it, you know? It's like on the lips of everyone. Yeah. Like on the mouth of everyone. Does it work in English too? Because it's an Italian way of saying stuff.
It's also in Turkish we have it, but I'm not sure if it's something in English.
Okay, well, everyone, it's not that everyone is talking about it. So, yes, this was the things that I really was excited to tell about. Mm-hmm. Then I also discovered a really nice female band. Mm-hmm. They are from Indonesia or Malaysia.
Indonesia,
uh-huh. Right? Because you mentioned before Malaysia, but I thought it was wrong. Yeah. And it's really nice. They're like in their, not even their 20s, I think. They're even younger.
I don't know.
And they're wearing this hijab.
Hijabs, yeah.
Yeah. They're Muslims, of course, mm-hmm. They play heavy metal and
they are kicking ass, let's say.
Yeah, they're really good. Actually, I saw one video clip of them and I really like their music.
Yeah.
And the thing that really got me is like, you know, guys, I'm a little bit a feminist and I don't like this situation in which women are kind of don't have all the rights as men. And I had the feeling that they are in this situation right now, maybe I'm not. If there's like Indonesian people there that they can clarify, but also because they are playing this kind of music, they were kind of attacked. I also read that they were attacked, like there were people throwing stone to them because they were considered infidels since they were playing this satanic music, wearing the hijab and you know,
spoiling the religion, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's a kind of difficult situation, especially in this, not in this, but in religious countries.
Mm-hmm. We need to give the name of the band so that you can check, which is Voice of Bassprot.
Yes. And so
support them, listen to them, check them in YouTube. I think they are doing extremely nice thing.
Yeah.
Doing their music. Next topic is a sad topic for me, but it wasn't very shocking. So the Catatonia singer now is having issues to get money for living.
Yeah, I saw the post. I read what he said, and
So they already lost their drummer because of this situation 2-3 years ago, because he really wanted to get a regular paid job.
Mm-hmm.
So he left Catatonia. I think he was an excellent drummer. Their new drummer also is very good.
I'm wondering, because if you play your music for I think 20 years now,
you would expect to have enough income to support your life, right? Or family.
Well, maybe you live on the line all the time, but I'm wondering, okay, now you have to change your job. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we start to teach.
Or maybe they already have some degrees somewhere. You never know.
Okay, well, it would be interesting to know. Maybe we can try to call in and ask, okay, what do you want to do about your life? Like, we're no one, but we care about you. So.
This episode, we decided to call Alexei Laiho. We decided to ask Indonesian if they throw rocks, or call the singer of Catatonia to hear about what his plans in 5 years.
Maybe it turns out like a nice podcast, if it will ever return our messages.
We need to keep high, right? Aim high.
Yeah, well, I think at a certain moment we will become so famous that actually guys will beg us to
They will call us.
Of course.
We don't call them, they will call us.
This is our goal, right?
Yeah.
But you know in which way we can reach this goal? We need to have more people that share our episode, and actually they fund us via Patreon. So please go to our Patreon and give us money. I mean, I'm such a marketeer, you know?
Yeah, I think
that the more I say it, the more they don't want to pay us. But okay, let's try another technique next time. Oh, yeah, we have last topic. We're slowly go out from quarantine, and there are some concert hall that they're trying to figure it out, how they can start to work again. Mm-hmm. And follow the strict rule that we have of social distancing. And I found that Arkansas
Arkansas.
As a concert hall that actually wants to throw the first music gig in the concert hall, following like a new way of enjoying a concert. I don't know. So you could see an image and injection. There's the post and the image of the layout, or let's say of the concert hall, and you can see that not all the places are filled. So there will be for sure less people. So it means that they can stay like 1 meter from each other. But then we were wondering, how they can do the other stuff, because it's not that you go in a concert hall and you stay there for hours in a certain place. So
you need to go to toilet. You need to drink something.
Yeah, you go to wardrobe. Wardrobe.
Yeah, so that you can put your armor.
Okay.
Or
for example, it depends which kind of concert it is.
Yeah.
So, me personally, I don't think it will be successful.
Me neither. Yeah.
But let's see. Maybe there will be some follow up post. So
we will be checking for that. So these were our gossip topics.
Yeah, that's all.
That's all. Yeah. So we can move on the highlight.
Yes.
So we both listened to the Paradise Lost album.
Yes. So heavy. No, I mean, the album was not heavy, but I need to put energy on it.
Yeah, I kind of agree, but this is what Paradise Lost about, I think. The low beat.
Also, you need to push yourself to listen to them?
Well...
Yeah. Because I did not enjoy it so much.
I can see from your face also.
Yes.
People can hear from your voice probably. Well, but I pushed myself to listen to it. I would say, well, it's a nice album. If you like Paradise Ghost, you won't be disappointed. It's not a masterpiece or anything.
Are you able to say something negative from time to time about an album? Because now I'm wondering, every time you say that this is a nice album, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, for me, for example, I wouldn't listen to the whole album. I would just pick one or two songs. Last episode, what I told about Green Carnation, it's not for that. So it's not their best album, but I also I give them credit for making this for 35 years now. So they are in the scene, and I think when you think about goth metal, this is the first band that comes to mind, right?
Yeah.
So they are still doing it. Heavy music, very melancholic. The first song of the album was nice. It was an acoustic song, which is not very usual for Paradise Lost. So it was like they wanted to give you the mood of the album, so that they put you in the melancholy with the first song, and then the rest, you cry blood.
Okay, it's not really my cup of tea right now, to be honest.
Yeah, well, for me, I'm not... Yeah, I wouldn't listen to whole album again, but some songs, why not? Yeah, so...
Okay, well, guys, as always, it's up to you. Me, personally, I do not recommend it. Murat is much nicer, and he said, okay, if you like it, just listen to it.
Yeah, but, well... it's if you are a Paradise Lost fan, it's worth checking it,
guys. So are you ready? Because now we are at the most important section of the episode, as well as probably the most important deep metal secret state we ever had right now in 7 episodes.
Yeah.
I can see from here that Muran is so excited about talking about his dreamy festival lineup.
So
that's why I'm introducing, and he's about to talk, because he's grabbing in his man. His man. And oh god, I cannot speak anymore. Actually, I drink too much Desperados yesterday, so...
You drink Desperado. In the country that you can drink the best beers in the world,
no,
you drink Desperados.
Because we were trying, like, different foods from all around the world, so uh-huh. We said, okay, let's try Mexican. That means to buy nachos and eat it together with Desperados. So this was our way to try Mexican food.
I just cooked you proper nachos.
It was much better, but my oven is broken because I already broke it. Exploded some time ago, so I'm still waiting that they will replace it. Yeah, I'm a little bit of a mess. But anyway, okay. We were talking about your dreamy lineup.
Yeah, but also you prepared. But first, I want to...
I need to check here, actually.
Yeah. I want to gamble if we have any matching bands in our lineups. Mm-hmm. Do you think?
I don't think so.
Yeah, me neither. So it wasn't a gamble.
you clip in the file again. Okay. But please let me know when you're ready to tell your... I don't know what I'm doing with your phone. But anyway, I'm trying to destroy your phone, talk.
I am ready. I will... Where is it?
Maybe I cancel it. Can you go back?
I don't... Yeah. Maybe... Okay. Now it's available so that you can see.
Mm.
Okay, we already told the rules. So 3-day festivals with 3 bands per day and 1 huge headliner and 3 headliners, so 1 per day. So I will start Friday.
Oh.
The first band, the headliner will be Opeth.
Yeah, makes
the
sense.
Supporting will be Pain of Salvation and Riverside.
I will not be there that day, I can tell you. Oh my god. I mean, okay. I can like Opeth from some songs I really like, but Pain of Salvation, they're killing me, seriously. So
that guy is actually quite handsome. I don't generally all the girls are all over his place. Did they have muscle?
Okay, then maybe I will.
Maybe you can't. Okay, okay. So the first day is a little bit of prog metal for me. The Saturday is my dream day. So
okay.
Roger Waters will be headlining with featuring David Gilmour and Nick Mason. So two former bandmates from Pink Floyd.
Oh.
For some songs, not for the whole concert, but they will be present. It will be supported by Pineapple Thief and Green Carnation.
Okay, also here headliner I like. The others I can listen to them, so it's fine for me. Okay. Yes.
And Sunday we will bring, I think, our axes, swords or armors, because Blind Guardian will be headlining.
Oh my god.
With the support of Lake of Tears and Irion.
Sorry, the last one?
Irion. I don't know how to pronounce
Irion.
Irion.
Oh, Herion.
Arian. So
I don't know. Ah. Maybe it's Herion. Okay, it's also the third day I will not go there.
So for me,
even if I love Valhalla, I mean, when I listened to Valhalla in Wacken, I was screaming as I didn't know anything about the song except Valhalla.
Uh-huh.
So you can imagine, I was just screaming Valhalla.
It's quite
Valhalla
easy.
Everywhere.
Valhalla Deliverance. Have you ever forgotten me?
And it's
yeah.
Like, you know, the nice thing is that I remember first time I went to Wacken.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first one, yes. And I was sitting next to a guy and he said, oh, I'm going to see Blind Guardian. And I didn't know Blind Guardian at the time. So I said, okay, I can go. I mean, I didn't have anything to see at the same time.
Metalhead that doesn't know Blind Guardian.
I was 19.
Okay.
It was another period. And I went there and I got in love with Valhalla. Mm-hmm. So we came back by bus. It was still 12 hours of a trip.
Mm-hmm.
And I was constantly singing in his ears, Valhalla, only Valhalla. He was so pissed off about me. Seriously. I don't even know where this guy went. I remember editing Facebook and then he disappeared.
Oh.
I hope he's alive.
Yeah.
But anyway, regarding my dreamy festival,
okay,
of course it's completely different. So we start with like a day that is kind of progressive, shall we call it like this? Because as a headliner, I have Agent Fresco, and as other two bands, I have Archeco and Vola. So it's like a progressive, but it's...
prog rock, I would say.
Yeah, prog rock, yes.
Yeah, technical prog rock, maybe. Mm. Because, that day I would totally join you.
Okay,
I like them, yeah.
The biggest day on Saturday, yeah, of course, I put as a headliner Monuments with Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Always with Chris. I miss
Monuments with Chris.
Always. I mean, Andre. I mean, you know, I check gossips in in internet about Andre Malik. He's the new singer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a good guy. Seriously, he's very good. He's flexible. He's also said that they're like very creative, and he's doing like a lot of stuff beside Monuments. He's young, so he has like all his life,
energy,
all his career.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I don't like him. Seriously, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I don't like his face. Like, it's a strange guy. I don't know. It doesn't convince me.
I was going to tell him to change himself, but you cannot change your face. Come on.
It's true. I'm so mean right now. But he's a very, I mean, technically.
Put some makeup on.
No, come on. It would be even more weird, yeah, you know. It would be like Aqua Frigide, probably. No. Or change sex if you like. I don't know. But anyway. So, yes, Monuments, of course. And then I have a little bit more, let's say, since Monuments are djent, I don't like djent band, but I like deathcore.
Mm-hmm.
So I propose a Black Dahlia Murder.
Mm-hmm.
I like them, but the singer Trevor is amazing. Like, he's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, there's so many memes about him. You should check them.
Mm-hmm.
And Whitechapel. And the reason is Muscles, of course. But I also like Whitechapel. I saw them 3 or 4 times and I really like their music.
So you think that you are the organizer, you will meet them by person.
Of course.
You just chose the ones with the muscles.
Yeah, but singular. Like, you know, just...
Yeah, one by one.
I think even Phil now start to have some muscles. So I think he's even getting better. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
then as a last day, I was thinking about like a Michael Hammett day because he's my favorite guitarist. I really like him.
Mm-hmm.
And I will start with Spiritual Beggars.
Mm-hmm.
It's like stoner rock band in which he plays. Then Arch Enemy, but with Angela. Mm-hmm. I don't like Alissa, I'm sorry, but she's amazing, but I don't like. And I don't know, I got in love of Arch Enemy for Arch Enemy when I was 13, and there was Angela there, and I mean, these are my Arch Enemy lineup, let's say. Now I don't know what it is, but it's not Arch Enemy anymore. And as a headliner, well, my favorite band with my favorite guitar is Carcass. So I was thinking maybe I can switch the 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, but then I realized that
you like Monuments better.
I like Chris a lot.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, I'm organizing my festival in Wembley, probably in a stadium, and you can use any venue.
Yeah, true. But also, mine is much more feasible, in my opinion.
Yeah, for me, I'm not. I don't see it's happening.
Well, it depends because I don't know if Angela will play again, will sing again. Maybe if I ask really politely.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that. However, I ask Roger Waters playing in a festival with bands. I don't think he will do that. Yeah.
Never say never.
You know? And for example, already Hansi sings in Aryan. I don't know how to pronounce it, but so it will be hard for him to perform twice, probably. But yeah, for me, it's nice. It's nice.
There are bands that are doing it. So
yeah, true. So basically, we just did our dream festivals.
And with this dream in our minds, we can close the episode.
Yeah, yeah. And
then do you want to do a wrap up, like a channel where they can listen to us and so on?
Yeah, you can listen to us in any podcast platform that you can think of. So Spotify, Apple Podcast, SoundCloud, Anchor.
Yes.
You can check our YouTube channel for the playlist. I think the playlist for this episode will be quite nice with all those bands. So leave us comments. You can reach us via email easily. We will try to respond. So please support us in Patreon. You do
give
it better.
Money. Yeah.
She needs money, obviously.
I'm so greedy, you know. It's like
So
and then also give us idea, like what we should talk about, or new concept idea for the podcast, also we can experiment a little bit.
So we are always open. So thank you for listening.
Thank you
and see you next week.
Bye.